to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckled face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Boy, am I glad today is Saturday. I'm gonna spend all weekend soaking my feet.
Not me, I'm stepping out. Nothing like a man to take your mind off your feet.
Isn't it the truth?
Matter of fact, nothing like a man to take the rest of you off your feet, too.
You got something big planned?
Big's not the word for it.
What is the word for it? Is it one you can use in unmixed company?
I'm going to the big game.
What big game?
The big game. The Wildcats and the Sun Devils. The red and the blue versus the maroon and gold.
Oh, that big game.
Isn't the game this afternoon?
Yeah.
But what are you going to do about work and Mel?
I'm going to light out early.
You think he's going to let you?
Well, I haven't exactly broken it to him yet. First, I got to soften up that old bear.
Lots of luck. Here comes Smokey now.
Are you going to sit around here swilling coffee, or are you going to get ready and go to work?
Ready in a jiffy. Hi, Mel. That sure was a delicious breakfast.
Does that crack me?
Don't try to pull the wool over Mel's eyes. He cooked it. Just fine.
Yes, sir, that sure was a delicious breakfast.
Hey, Mel, is that a new cologne you're wearing?
No, why?
I don't know. You just smell different.
That must be my clean T-shirt.
That could do it.
All right, Flo, I've known you long enough. I know when you want something. Spit it out.
Oh, shoot. Well, you're going to find out soon enough. I've been invited to the big game.
The big game? The Wildcats versus the Sun Devils? The blue and red versus maroon and gold?
That's the one.
Oh, Flo, how lucky can you get? I can't get tickets for that game. Wait a minute. That game is this afternoon.
Why, yes, it is.
Oh, and you think that I'm going to let you off early so you can waltz down here to Tucson, huh?
That's more or less what I was driving at, Mel.
Well, forget it. You're supposed to be working, and you're going to be working. And that's that.
Mel, you're just jealous because you can't go, and you're taking it out on me.
Oh, stow it, Flo.
Kiss my friend.
All right. I'm not going to be doing any business here today anyway. Either everybody's going to be at the game or listening to it.
Oh, Mel.
Don't press your luck.
Boy, that's terrific, kid.
Who are you going with?
None other than Bobby Jack Wallace.
Wizard? Wizard Wallace?
The same. He comes from the same town I did down in Texas.
Excuse me, who is Wizard Wallace?
Wizard Wallace! He ran 89 yards on a punt against BYU in 1957.
Oh, that Wizard Wallace.
Wizard always gets seats on the 50-yard line. Not that I'll be sitting down much. I'll be on my feet shaking my pom-poms.
Oh, I'd give anything to go to that game. Anything. Oh, who's that? We're not open yet.
Wizard!
Hi, little bit. How are you?
You're early. Hey, Mel, this is Wizard. This is Wizard Wallace.
Wizard Wallace? 1957 against BYU. You ran back a punt 89 yards.
Hey, you remember? Boy, that was a long time ago, old boy. I'm glad you remember. Hey, listen a little bit. The reason I popped in early is, well, I got some good news and some bad news.
What's the bad news?
Well, I got a big deal over in Flagstaff this afternoon, and there ain't no way I'm going to be able to make it back for that game.
Oh, Buffalo Feathers.
How do you think I feel? I haven't missed a big game since I graduated. Now, look, a little bit. Here are the tickets. Now, you go and root those Wildcats home for me. And after the game, do a little partying for the Wizard, you hear? Yeah, I got to run now. Hey, and remember, go Wildcats!
Hey, go Wildcats!
Hey, that's it!
Hey, he forgot the good news.
He sure did. How am I going to get to that game without a date in a car?
a new cologne you're wearing?
No. No, it's my clean T-shirt. What do you want?
How about some of your tickets?
When donkeys fly.
No, you don't even have a date.
I'll get a man to take me to that game if I have to get a kit and build one.
Listen, old Mother Hyatt here has an idea.
What?
Why don't you take Mel to the game?
Mel? I'd rather kiss a pig.
I'm not asking you to kiss him, just take him to the game.
Yeah.
Come on, Vera and I can handle a diner alone.
Yeah, Vera and Alice can handle a diner alone.
Yeah, Vera and Alice can handle the diner alone.
Chloe, you got the tickets, he's got the car, it's a match made in heaven.
I'll pay for the gas.
Oh, what the heck, okay.
All right!
Ah, don't pressure him.
All right, I'm going to heat up the grill, and we're going to open up in 5 minutes. Go, Wildcats, go!
See, that's nice, Chloe. You made him a happy man. You'll have a terrific time.
Oh, I know I will. I always have a good time at football games. You know, Alice, when I was in the 10th grade, I wanted to try out for cheerleader, but I dropped out of school that year.
Why?
I got married. But I still remember them yells. Strawberry shortcake, huckleberry pie, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Are we in it? Well, I'd say Cowtown, Cowtown, yay, yay, yay!
You, Vera, what'd you do?
Well, I was a drum majorette for one game.
One game? What happened?
I threw my baton in the air and knocked out the quarterback.
Can you still twirl a baton?
I don't know.
Give it a try.
Oh. Sweeping the counter.
Give me a hot beat, double gravy.
Coming up, Dollface.
Dollface? What's with him? He's never happy on Monday mornings.
I know. He even complimented me. Said I didn't look half bad.
Tiptoe to the window.
Sir, you are surely an imposter. What have you done with the real Mel Sharples?
Hello, Alice. Hello, Vera.
Boy, that must have been some game. Did you have a good time?
Hey, hey, hey.
I think that means yes.
How was the trip down?
Hey, hey, hey.
He didn't take Flo.
The trip back was even better.
He left Flo in Tucson.
Today I am a new man.
He fired Flo.
All my troubles are over.
He killed Flo.
Morning, everybody.
Hi. Sorry I'm late, Mel.
No problem, Flo.
I don't believe this. You're late and he's not upset. What's going on?
You know, Alice, there's another side to Mel.
I didn't know he had any sides.
How was your weekend, Flo? Did you enjoy the game?
Hey, hey, hey.
Rara weekend.
Hey, I better get my working clothes or that old teddy bear in there is liable to tan my fanny.
Hey, where's my hot beef double gravy, huh?
Oh, I forgot. Where's Flo?
She's in the back room changing to her uniform.
Isn't that just like her?
It's just like all three of us, Mel. You know, Vera and I, we also change into our uniforms. We weren't born wearing pink polyester. Customer wants gravy, Mel.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
That
That's swell. Pie a la mode.
Oh, mercy. Silly old me.
Would you look at this, please?
Oh, gee, I thought we were all out of that. Mayo?
Yes?
Would you unzip me?
Of course.
Thanks, Mayelsey.
Anytime, Flo Flo.
What's going on?
Close encounters of the weird kind.
Well, listen. I'm gonna need one of you girls to help me back here. Let's see. Who shall it be? Eeny, meeny, miny, Flo.
Well, I guess this is just my lucky day. At your service, what can I do for you?
Actually, I didn't want anything but just to get you near here.
Not on the grill! Not on the grill!
You scamp.
Hey, cute stuff, what are we going to do tonight? I feel like stepping out, Melsie.
Well, we went out last night and the night before that.
Yeah, we're getting good at it.
I thought maybe we just sit around and watch TV.
I tried that once. I didn't like it much. I thought we might go bar hopping.
Why? The only reason you go to a bar is to pick up broads. And I'm heavy in that department.
Well, we'll talk about it later. Oh, by the way, who's going to take me to the VFW dance this week?
Dance?
Everybody's going.
Come on, Flo, you know, I'm not a dancer, I'm a lover.
I've already told all my friends that you're taking me.
Excuse me, Flo, your customer wants a dessert.
Hey, Alice, you're just in time. Mel don't know how to dance.
He doesn't know how to cook either, but nobody's perfect.
Didn't you tell me when you were in college that you worked part-time in one of them dance studios?
Yeah, but that was then, and this is now.
No, now, Alice, you teach Mel to dance, so we'll be in shape for the VFW shindig this week.
Hold it, Flo.
Flo, please, don't make me do that.
No, it's okay. I'll take care of your customers.
Okay, all right. The thing about the dances that they do nowadays is that you can just move however you want to. There's nothing special. Just move around like you want. You just want some music? We'll put some music.
No.
Come on, she. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You just do everything. You just do that. Do that. Do that. Do that. Do that. Do that.
I can't do that, junk.
Come on, come on, come on. Move.
Alice, I can't do it.
Come on. Just let yourself go. Look at this. Do that. Just jump and jump, jump. Shake. That's right. That's right.
I feel like a jerk.
Okay, now listen. You were a boxer in the Navy, right?
Yeah.
So it's like boxing, only it's to music. It's the same thing, Melch. Come on. Show me some of your fancy footwork. Come on. Come on.
Just like boxing?
Yeah. How'd you do it? Show me what it is. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's it. That's it.
Just like a...
That's it. Yeah. All right, you got it. Good boy.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
That was just a reflex action. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm gonna have to give this up, though. You know what they say? The first thing to go with a dancer is the jaw.
Come on, let me help you. I'm sorry.
Well, how's it going, Alice? You got old male dance tonight, Fred Astaire?
More like Muhammad Ali.
What do you mean?
Well, I tried to teach him to dance, but I couldn't go the distance.
Did you teach him jitterbug? That's what they do at the BFW.
Jitterbug. That's ancient history.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what are you doing? Taking a cheap shot at my dear friend Flo Flo?
God, I feel like I'm watching a grizzly bear defending his mate.
Don't worry about it, Mel. You'll do fine. We'll knock him dead Thursday night.
Thursday night?
Yeah, that's when the BFW dance is.
That's my poker night.
Not this Thursday night, sugar pie.
Whatever you say, sweetiekins.
I may flow up.
Hey, where's Flo?
Hey, Wizard!
Hey, little bit, hi!
What are you doing there, Wizard?
Hey, you make it to the game all right, little bit?
Wizard, I never enjoyed a game mower.
Yeah, enough action for you, huh?
I'll say.
You know, I feel pretty bad about not being able to take you to that game. That's why I'm here right now. I'm going to make it up to you.
Oh, really? How?
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Oh, I'm sorry, Whizzer. I've already penciled somebody in for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah? Well, before you write that in ink, let me tell you what I've got planned. The charter flight leaves the 29th, gets back here on the 3rd, and I have 2 tickets on the 50 to the Hula Bowl.
Hawaii?
That's where we're playing.
Oh, and I have that week off.
Yeah, you bet. White sands and green ocean. Mai Tais under the palm. The gentle caresses of the trade wind. Aloha, Flo.
Aloha.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody.
Morning. Hi.
Morning, Mel.
Morning, Flo. Alice?
You snarled?
Come back. I want to talk to you for a minute.
Got it. What's up, boys?
I guess you're aware that Flo and me, we've had a little something going on between her and me.
Vera and I wondered about that.
Yeah, well, I'm beginning to think that maybe it wasn't a good idea.
How come?
Well, don't get me wrong. I mean, I think Flo is the greatest, but she's starting to run my whole life. You know, she wants me to go to a dance tonight.
So?
Oh, tonight's my poker night.
Mel, what is it you're trying to say?
Well, I thought maybe you could break it to Flo that this thing between her and me is off. You know off?
Yeah, I know off.
Then you'll tell her?
No. Forget it. It's not my station.
Alice, I'm no good at these things. What if I don't handle it right? Yeah. I hate to think what might happen.
Mel, believe me, Flo is not exactly the suicidal type.
Well, don't you be so sure. Because I broke it off with a broad one time when I found out she was going with my best friend. She went crazy.
What happened?
She married him on a rebound.
Of course.
Then you'll tell her?
No, I won't. No way. I'm not getting in the middle of this. This is between you and Flo Flo.
Wait a minute, Alice. This is all your fault.
How do you figure that?
You were the one that forced me and her to go to that football game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't tell you to go into overtime.
Alice, as my friend, I'm asking you. As my employee, I'm ordering you to do it.
Hi.
Right. Listen, I gotta talk to you about something serious.
Yeah, what's that?
Mel.
He is serious, isn't he? You know, Alice, me and him been sort of going steady.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, his idea of going steady is seeing nobody but each other.
Well, isn't that what going steady means?
Well, if you want to be picky. Mel is being unreasonable. When I asked him if I could go to Hawaii with Whizzer Wallace, he squeezed a beer can flat. And he motoned it yet.
Well, he's a little old-fashioned, you know.
If you ask me, he's a little too old-fashioned. You know that man would rather sit around playing poker than go out dancing? I'm beginning to feel like a horse with a set of hobbles on. I think I'm going to have to find a way to let him down easy.
Oh, this is such a relief.
Yeah, why?
Actually, it's kind of funny. Because Mel insisted that I come in here and tell you that he's kind of tired of going steady, too.
No, it's hilarious. Don't you get it? See? It's perfect, Floey. Because he's as sick of you as you are of him. Why, that horse is patoot.
Second, you just said that you wanted to break it off with him.
Well, I wanted to break off with him. I didn't want him to break off with me.
Well, what's the difference?
Cowtown pride, that's the difference.
I knew I never should have gotten in the middle of this.
Yeah, then why did you, little Miss Buddy and Ski?
Well, I'll tell you. For weeks, I've been wondering, what can I do to louse up Flo's life?
Then you played right into my hands. You got 2 tickets for the big game. Remember I said old Mother Hyatt has an idea? That was me tricking you and Mel into going together, knowing that that was a weekend that would be the pits. But instead, it turned out to be hey, 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 all the way. Now I say to myself, what can I do to make sure that Flo lands flat on her grits? Once again, fate lends a hand. Whizzer Wallace whizzes in with 2 on the 50 for the Hula Bowl. Hot boy! You're dying to go. You want to break it off with Mel. Meanwhile, back in the kitchen, Mel wants to break it off with you. What a break for me. Using all my wiles, I get down on my knees and I beg Mel, let me be the one who lets her down hard. I always wanted to pull the petals off a Texas rose. But you.
I underestimated you, Florence Jean. You saw through me. You saw me for the sneaking, conniving, sidewinding snake I am.
I hate you, Alice!
Well, Alice, I guess I'm the horse's patoot.
Whatever you say.
I'd just forget my cowtown pride and be happy that everything worked out so I can go to Hawaii. I'm sorry, Alice. Will you forgive me?
Sure. Now nobody hates me but Vera.
How'd it go?
Just great, Mel. Actually, she's bearing up very well. Yes, yes, yes.
Don't you think you ought to be giving her a handkerchief or something?
No, no. Trust me, Mel. She can handle it.
All right, but if she comes out of there a broken woman, it's your fault. It's on your head.
Hello, hi, everybody. Hey, look, new winter wardrobe.